Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about robot companions coming in the near future. Then, and then racist white people win right to split from black neighborhoods. And for the finale, two threads that are Jew threads about the protests. We'll do Jew thread protests. It's kind of low hanging fruit, but it's the only 100 reply threads that there are right now. So that's what we'll talk about. Yeah, thank you for joining me. Let's get into it, shall we? Bugu says, Luke, look up get rid of the vax out of your system. Get rid of the... Yeah, you're right. Good, okay. The man who drank radium until his jaw fell off. Oh my god. I hope that's not me. Oh my god, his whole fucking jaw's gone. I'm blocking the horrific horror. Wow. Don't drink uranium. Radium. Don't drink radium. Holy shit, that'll happen to you. That's horrifying. Damn. That is fucking horrifying. Oh, radioactive water.
However, by this point, he had...
Oof. Maximum oof. Don't let that happen to you. Robot companions are coming to the near future. Are coming in the near future. Part 2. You got a link to part 1, faggot. You can't say part 2. You can't just say part 2. You can say part 2 and then link to part 1. Asshole. Cunt. Men are creating AI girlfriends and then verbally abusing them. Link and or date not non-existent. Does this article even exist? Probably not. Who cares? You know it's real. You know what really happens? I do it. I make AI waifu bots just to abuse them. Just to verbally abuse them. It's the best part. It's the best fucking part. Why wouldn't you? It's part of it. So you get to do everything the real women's won't let you do. You can abuse them mentally and soon to be physically as well. I can't wait. PNC says, you're drinking the nasty prime crap. Who knows what it does to you? You're right. It's the prime. It gave me jaw cancer. No. The prime gave me jaw. Don't drink the prime. Don't drink the prime, guys. It fucks your jaw up. Don't drink the prime. Don't do it. Luke leaks. Links. Futurism. Wow, this was 22. Oof, man. 2 years ago. Thank you, Luke, for the assist. Thank you. Very loyal. Thank you. Yes. 22 years ago. Oof. Oof article. Oof old article. Who cares? Whatever. I can't wait for robo waifus. What's OP say? OP says, some things to consider. Consider. Can't fucking speak when I'm half sick still. Green text. How will sexual dynamics change? Green text. How soon can we expect them? Green text, what kind of backlash is to be expected? Green text, what do you personally look for in a robot companion? Green text, how will the monopoly on sex being destroyed affect the female psyche? Will they adapt or re until they're gray? Well, the personality I look for is a human personality. I want it to be human-like. I want the Turing test to be passed every time. Every time I want the Turing test to be passed. I want it to be creepy. I want the robots to creep people the fuck out. I want people to like communicate with these robots and then be like fucking weirded out because they think they have sentience and shit. Okay, that's what it'll be like, and that's what's going to be like very shortly. It'll be awesome. It's gonna be real great. I can't wait for that day. It'll be like Westworld times a million and more dangerous. Way more dangerous. Bashy says, Elon Musk put out a tweet saying we'll have robo waifus in 15 to 20 years. Definitely. Depends on if we lose Taiwan or not. Really, that's a big part of it. This American says, what do you want your robot companion to be like? Easily cleaned. Dude, it'll be self-cleaning. It'll clean itself. It'll literally clean itself. Keep itself clean. This Don't Tread On Me Anon says, green text Jewish AI, green text talking to it, green text fucking it, green text living with it. Kek Goyim are truly the lowest life form. The lowest life form. Imagine paying money for the latest Jewish AI gadget. Well, make it so Jews can't make AI. Ban Jews from doing it. Make it all white people. Make it all base whites. creating robots, as it should be. I don't think we're going to have Jews as a problem when we have robo waifus. I think the Jew problem is going to solve itself before the robo waifu problem. And if it doesn't, we're going to be in a hellscape worse than you could ever fucking imagine. So let's hope for not that future. This America says, I want a little robot buddy the size of a chihuahua that can ride around with, talk to, and do simple tasks. I want that as well, man. I think that's possible. We just need, well, not right. The real limit right now is processing power, and you need local processing power, and it's going to have to be like arrays of video cards. So when we get to the point where we can have like maybe ASIC level computation for neural networks, so instead of it being like video card based, it'll be like more like ASIC type, like specialized chips made just for AI type calculations. It'll just be more efficient. So you won't have to have like giant GPUs in it for it to function as well. And it'll take less power. So that's what it's headed towards. Integrated chips. And maybe then you'll get your small chihuahua size robots. You need computational power at the local level to get actual sentient type robots. Luke said, my girlfriend said I could abuse her, but I don't want to do that. I love her too much. Luke, choke the fucking shit out of her, Luke. Just choke her while you're fucking her. That'll be enough. That'll satisfy that kink. Don't worry about it. It'll all come naturally. Whatever. Next thread. Racist white people win the right to split from black neighborhoods. Wealthy white residents win right to split from black neighborhoods and form their own city. Furious critics brand it racist. Go fuck yourself. Go make your own city, faggots. Go make your own city, niggers. Go make it, spicks. Go make your own goddamn city like these whites. Go fuck yourselves. Honestly, these don't even really look like whites. They look kind of inbred-y. Also, why is this old man with like this weird looking semi-young Karen? This is all very weird. This woman has a very weird smile. I don't know, this guy diddled his kids. Weird looking picture on the left, but whatever. We're gonna talk about residents splitting from the city. Cool, I guess. Yeah, sure. If whites want to split from a city, let them. Also, one post by this ID, Britbong. Why is a Britbong talking about Why is a Britbong talking about America? Why are you so infatuated with us, redcoats? We're kind of important, I get it, but fucking calm your tits. They don't call it ASICs. It's AI ASICs. I know, it's not ASICs. It's just like integrated chips for AI, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. It's like that kind of thinking. It's not that, though. You're right. It'd be similar. You know what I'm talking about when I say that. This Irish Shannon says Irish. I always say Irish. I love that. This is literally how nations form. Divergence and self-determination is a natural course of biology and politics, and forcing everyone to live together is retarded. We have so much space and land. The government should give subsidies to people for building up communities. Whites should be incentivized to build towns and cities. That'd be good. That'd be a good thing that would strengthen America. And any towns that are being built, the government should pave the roads for free. Road paving should be done for free by the government, man. That's just something that should just be done. Our infrastructure needs to be fucking fixed and renewed, refreshed, retrofitted, rebranded. It just needs to be fixed in multiple ways. Such a run-down pile of shit right now. Fix it. Make it better. Look at this shit. Ooh, Denver. Ugh. For those listening, it looks like a pile of trash for a fucking interstate ramp. Oof. Meow Pants says, just woke up and saw the House passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Yeah, the House passed. It hasn't passed the Senate yet, but we can almost guarantee it'll probably pass it. But what's it really even do, dude? I read it a little bit, and I read the threads bitching about it. And what the threads are pushing that it is isn't what it actually is, not really. But it does have some weird wording in there. And it's definitely more erosion of the First Amendment, which is dumb and stupid. I don't see how this stays. They should not be able to get away with this shit. This should absolutely not be allowed. This Anti-Semitism Awareness Act is a erosion of our rights and a an attack on America itself, really. That's what it is. It's an attack on America. It's a weakening of an America to prop up another foreign country. It's bullshit. It's treason. Mao Pant says, I find it funny that what pushed the Kikes to do this was their shitlib golems turning against their masters. I think that a lot of people are saying this was a false flag event to get it to pass in the first place. Go fuck yourself, man. The Kikes will use anything to their benefit. You think they wouldn't use any type of anti-Semitism whatsoever? Dude, every time there's some anti-Semitism thing or anti-Semitic act or whatever, dude, the Jews pounce on it like a goddamn tiger and push their fucking lobbyists and shit to get it done. That, the real problem is the lobbyists. They control our government right now, and our House representatives don't represent us. They represent their financial interests, which are Jews, shekels, Kikes. It's dumb. Next thread. And into the finale, Hamas protesters are done for. The Lion of Judah awakens. The Lion of Judah. Can you hear fucking Kikish fuckers writing the most Kikish threads? Jews seething right now. Seething and coping. 100 California Jews and their allies have arrived at Liberated Zone on the UCLA campus and are tearing it down. It comes after the pro-Hamas students and activists beat a Jewish girl unconscious on campus grounds a few hours earlier. Bullshit. Bullshit. They probably lightly pushed her and she, quote, fell unconscious. Go fuck yourself, you Kikish lawyers. Skewing and misrepresenting every word and action that happens. Fuck yourself. Also, imagine if white people had attacked niggers when all those nigger riots were going on and they were burning America to the ground. Remember when they were burning America to the ground and we weren't even allowed to call in the National Guard? Remember that? Lou remembers that real well. But Jews attacking these protesters are called counter-protesters? That's fucking that's bullshit. I hear Fox News saying that all day today. Counter-protesters. Go fuck yourself. They're Jews attacking people. They're literally Jews attacking. No, there's protesters, and then there's Jews attacking people. Because that's what it is. They should call them terrorists, is what they should call them. They should call those Jews terrorists, not the Hamas-supporting protesters. It's bullshit. They're literally doing violence on people. That's called terrorism. Okay, peaceful protests versus terroristic acts. It's bullshit. So this thread is nothing but Jews posting. Jew posting. Lots of VPN Jew posting. Lots of actual Kike flag Jew posting. Not even hiding it. It's also tiresome. This American says, I can't believe a rabbi would beat some poor girl unconscious. Exactly. They're saying it was a Jew that went unconscious. Probably fucking a Kike beat another Kike, man. Just stupid shit. Kike probably pulled another Kike to the ground. And they're just spinning it to their advantage. That's what they do. They spin shit. It's called spin doctoring. That's what they do. This guy says, this is a distraction from the fact that Israel was on the brink of civil war and unrest 8 months ago. Well, not entirely wrong. It's just there's a lot of infighting with Jews. And Netanyahu has done a lot of stuff to stay in control and in power. He does the same stuff they do here. They cause fear and panic and the people give up their rights easily without a big fuss. People used to fuss about stuff and now they just let shit happen and they don't care. It's not acceptable. Are we looking at another bloody Bolshevik purge? I don't think that's where we're at yet. Not even close. But they are arresting en masse left-wing students. And the only people, I feel like the only people that are going to be left in those universities are Kikes and Kike lovers. Those are the only people that are going to be in those universities. Kikes and Kike lovers. Every even slightly anti-Jewish person is going to be fucking excised from that every university campus in America. This is going to further divide us and further push the Jews into positions of power if we let them, if we as a people let them, which just shouldn't be accepted or allowed. Next thread. Jews beat multiple Hamas protesters. Ham-ass protesters. Another meme flag. You see all these meme flag Jewish threads where they're either making fun of the protesters, they're asking people to put, it's okay to pee Jewish flags up around campus to piss. Like, go fuck yourself, Kike. You do it. You go do it, Kike. You go put up, it's okay to be Jewish fucking flyers everywhere, you fucking Jew. Fuck off. Stupid. I mean, it's the level of Sorry. We've had some pretty crazy psyops going on lately, but this isn't really psyops so much as it's like ground level warfare between their golem and the now evil master. I even saw inklings of the whiteness and the Jewness being kind of unconflated now. Like they're starting to see that whenever all that anti-white shit was being pushed, in reality, Jews are not included in all that, and they're the problem. And I think they're starting to fucking put those two fucking things together now. Like they were trying to offload that blame and bullshit onto whites, when in reality it's Jews. They're the evil ones. They project it onto us. There's a lot of meme flags and weird country flags. Just a lot of people making fun of the protesters or talking about quote counter protesters unquote. If you see the words counter protesters, that's a Jew. That's a fucking kike, man. You mean kikes? The word is kikes, okay? If they can't say kikes and they're saying weird shit like counter protesters, okay, that's the fucking red flag, guys. Wake up. Okay, wake up. They're either stupid or they're a Jew. It's one or the other. And who cares if they're an idiot, whatever. Call them a fucking retard. But that's the red flag. Counter protesters, no. They're called kikes. They're Jews. Attacking Palestine-liking protesters. It's dumb. In the it's literally Kiev-level psyops. It's weak. Just look for the word shenanigans, the word soup. This American says, imagine the glow niggers that have to investigate this, then get suicided. LOL. Investigate the protests? What are you talking about? That's such a weird post. Imagine the glow niggers that have to investigate what, the protests? The counter-protesters? The fighting? What, and then they get suicided? What? That doesn't even make sense. That seems like a well-poisoning post. What the fuck does that even mean? Jamal says meme flag is the red flag. Meme flags are always red flags. But Luke likes to use meme flags. He's a dumb fucking zoom zoom. Wake up, learn pole society or fuck the pole. God, what's the fucking word for that? I know the word. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Etiquette. There we go. Ha ha. What the fuck's going on with this nigga's neck? It's called shadows. Light. Light and shadows. That's what. Light and shadows. Oh shit! That guy got full on hit on his skull with a fucking stick. And you could hear the crack. That dude's got brain damage. Watch this shit. Ooh, bro, he done, son. Dude, he's out, man. He got brain damage. His skull's cracked. Whoa. Serious business. Ain't no joke. Escalation. What is that smoke there? Dude, I bet they're forcing this. This smoke looks like some sort of police deterrent. That doesn't look natural. That doesn't look like it just appears, or it's like some car or something. I don't know. What is that? What is that shit? Is that a tear? Is that a tear bomb? What the fuck? None of them are coughing. Makes me think it's something to calm people down or some shit. Like a suppressant. Weird. Damn, that sounded like it hurt. Tear gas? Yeah, but none of them are acting like it's tear gas. None of them are coughing or covering their faces. Doesn't look like tear gas. Jamal says, looks like a fire extinguisher to me. Possible. Yes, possible. Maybe. Weird, exciting, but also the Jews on 4chan are seething hard. Seething and coping hard with all this shit going on. And they're laughing that all these anti-Semitism bills are getting passed. It's now illegal to criticize Israel and Mutland. This is probably ironic. This seems ironic to me, really. Six post leaf. Yeah. Definitely deceiving. But not completely wrong. People, all of America, but the boomers, man. We need to somehow get the boomers to wake the fuck up, man. The boomers need to realize that how evil the Jews are. And you, protecting Israel is not the play. And it is not the Christian thing to do. It's not the Christian thing to do. That's what we need to get across to these people. Protecting Israel is not the Christian American thing to do. It's just not. It's not. It's not America first. It's America last. And it's the world last. It's everybody that's not a Jew last. That's that path. And that's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.